Lesson 17, Popular Science 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative function, making judgments. You'll hear 10 conversations. After each conversation, a question will be asked about what has been said. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Do you like fried chicken?
Yes, it's my favorite dish. What about you?
I don't care much for chicken. I prefer seafood.
But seafood is expensive, I should say.
What are they talking about?
2. The weather changes a lot. The forecasts seem never to be accurate.
It must be the wind that makes it so cold. I'm freezing.
Me too. Let's go inside.
That's no fun standing out here, though the sun is shining.
How is the weather when the conversation takes place?
3. It's Cindy's birthday. She's 18 years old today. Are you going to her birthday party, Tom?
Sure. Why not? Here's a present for her.
Is it a book?
No.
Can I open it?
Yes, go ahead.
Wow, a videotape. How nice.
What are they talking about?
4. Can I help you?
I'd like some bananas.
I'm sorry, no bananas are available now.
I'll have some vegetables then.
We sell a variety of vegetables at the store. They are fresh. What would you like to buy?
2 pounds of tomatoes, please.
Who is the man?
5. I want to go to Bridge Street.
Yes, ma'am.
The traffic seems awfully heavy. It's unusual.
No, ma'am. It's about the same this time every day.
Who is the woman talking with?
6. Thanks for inviting me here, John.
Not at all.
The flowers are lovely, aren't they? And I like the music, too.
Shall we have some soup first?
Where does this conversation take place?
7. Is your baggage only these 2 bags, madam?
That's right.
Have you anything to declare?
I don't think so. They are all my personal belongings.
Who is the man?
8. Living in the city is very convenient.
I think so, but I often think of living in the country. It's peaceful and quiet.
But don't you think houses in the country can be cold in winter?
I don't think so.
What subject are they talking about?
9. Do you like sports?
Very much.
Which sport do you like best? Running, jumping, or swimming?
Oh, I'm not good at those sports. I like fishing best.
I didn't know fishing was a kind of sport. You must be a good fisherman.
I'm afraid not. I often come home with nothing.
How come?
I really don't know how to fish. I only like sitting in the sun. I don't like to do anything.
What's the main topic of the conversation?
10. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm fine, Bob. Aren't you glad the semester is over?
Yes, I'm looking forward to going to France for a holiday. Now I'm eager to learn some French.
Good idea. It's awful to visit a foreign country without being able to speak its language. It would be no fun at all if one had to live like a deaf mute.
What are they mainly discussing? Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, Vending Machines.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Vending machines sell many different types of items. Some of them sell cold drinks like soda or hot drinks like coffee or hot chocolate. Others sell candy, stamps, tickets, newspapers, and other types of small merchandise. These machines have been successful for 2 reasons. They save time and they are convenient. Merchandise sold in machines eliminates the need for a sales clerk or cashier. In many places, the customer can use the machines at any time of day or night. Although there are many different sizes and types of vending machines, they all work in basically the same way. The customer puts a coin into the machine and then pushes a button, pulls a lever, or opens the door to receive the merchandise. Some machines will also return change to the customer for paper money, but the basic idea is the same. Customers like to save time and are usually willing to pay a higher price for this convenience. The sale of snacks in vending machines has always been very successful. However, machines now sell hot meals with only limited success. In New York City, automats used to sell a lot of hot foods in vending machines. But in recent years, fast food establishments have replaced automats.
Question number one. What do you know about vending machines?
Question number two. Which of the following is not included in the list of things sold by vending machines, according to the passage?
Question number three. Why are vending machines so successful?
Question number four. Which of the following is true, according to the passage?
Question number five. What can't you infer from the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the diagram below. You may take notes while you listen.
Vending machines sell many different types of items. Some of them sell cold drinks like soda or hot drinks like coffee or hot chocolate. Others sell candy, stamps, tickets, newspapers, and other types of small merchandise. These machines have been successful for two reasons. They save time and they are convenient. Merchandise sold in machines eliminates the need for a sales clerk or cashier. In many places, the customer can use the machines at any time of day or night. Although there are many different sizes and types of vending machines, they all work in basically the same way. The customer puts a coin into the machine and then pushes a button, pulls a lever, or opens the door to receive the merchandise. Some machines will also return change to the customer for paper money, but the basic idea is the same. Customers like to save time and are usually willing to pay a higher price for this convenience. The sale of snacks in vending machines has always been very successful. However, machines now sell hot meals with only limited success. In New York City, automats used to sell a lot of hot foods in vending machines. But in recent years, fast food establishments have replaced automats.
Passage 2. Communicating in the New Age.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Email is a new way of communication for professionals in every area all over the world. It is a means of meeting people with similar research interests or problems. Emailers write letters at leisure on their computers, then send them through their telephone line to an online terminal far away. Email addresses, either names or numbers, automatically send mails to the right locations. Emailing is not a live conversation, but, unlike the U.S. snail mail, as American emailers call their postal service, Reply can be back at once or within hours, depending on how often the receiver checks in his computer. Email can also create friendship and draw families closer. Emailers sit in comfortable chairs and chat with the unseen friends or relatives in other parts of the country or of the world in front of the screen, feeling like meeting pals over a cup of coffee. Linda, a first-year student at Oxford University in Britain, drops a few lines to her mother in New York whenever she is near a terminal. "It's funny," says her mother, "we talk more now than when Linda lived upstairs." Sending email is far cheaper than making long-distance calls, and it may revive the almost lost art of letter writing. At the time when telephone service is becoming convenient and highly effective, people make calls instead of writing letters. Now, email has brought people back to their grammar, vocabulary, coherence, and even spelling when their fingers are dancing over the keyboard. Emailing brings people together and makes the world even smaller.
Question number one. What is email?
Question number two. Which group of people, according to the speaker, are most likely to use email?
Question number three. Which is not true about email?
Question number four. What do American emailers say about the mail service of the country?
Question number five. What is mainly discussed in the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and, while you listen, make brief notes of the advantages of email that are mentioned in the passage.
Email is a new way of communication for professionals in every area all over the world. It is a means of meeting people with similar research interests or problems. Emailers write letters at leisure on their computers, then send them through their telephone line to an online terminal far away. Email addresses, either names or numbers, automatically send mails to the right locations. Emailing is not a live conversation, but, unlike the U.S. snail mail, as American emailers call their postal service, reply can be back at once or within hours, depending on how often the receiver checks in his computer. Email can also create friendship and draw families closer. Emailers sit in comfortable chairs and chat with the unseen friends or relatives in other parts of the country or of the world in front of the screen, feeling like meeting pals over a cup of coffee. Linda, a first-year student at Oxford University in Britain, drops a few lines to her mother in New York whenever she is near a terminal. "It's funny," says her mother, "we talk more now than when Linda lived upstairs." Sending email is far cheaper than making long-distance calls, and it may revive the almost lost art of letter writing. At the time when telephone service is becoming convenient and highly effective, people make calls instead of writing letters. Now, email has brought people back to their grammar, vocabulary, coherence, and even spelling when their fingers are dancing over the keyboard. Emailing brings people together and makes the world even smaller.
This is the end of Lesson 17.